Lesson 4. The Longest Journey. An adage states that the longest journey begins with a single step. If the journey is along the length of the 2,144-mile Appalachian National Scenic Trail, that step will be followed by approximately 5 million more. Stretching primarily along the crest of the Appalachian Mountains from Springer Mountain, Georgia, to Mount Katahdin, Maine, the longest footpath in the world meanders through 14 states along the Atlantic seaboard. Although virtually all the land over which the trail passes is owned by the National Park Service, it is privately managed by 31 Appalachian Trail Clubs, whose members, all volunteers, are punctilious about maintaining the trail and its markers. These clubs also provide the Spartan shelters located a day's hike apart along its length. Several million people walk a part of the Appalachian Trail each year, and 100 or so travel its entire length, taking up to half a year to do so. These through hikers include people from all walks of life, ranging in age from teenagers to people in their 70s and older. A retired admiral, a couple on a 6-month honeymoon walk, and a veteran hiker who has traveled the trail a half dozen times may find themselves bedding down in the same shelter at the end of the day to recuperate from 6 or 8 hours of strenuous walking. As the sun goes down, hikers enjoy the camaraderie that develops among those enjoying a common experience. They can rub their sore feet, share the food they carry in their backpacks, and regale each other with stories of the day's adventures. Perhaps the most remarkable through hiker is Bill Irwin, whose 8-month adventure began when he set off from Springer Mountain in the early spring of 1990 and ended when he reached Mount Katahdin on November 22nd. Because his trip took longer than most, he had to contend with ghastly weather conditions toward the end, including 100 miles per hour wind gusts and a blizzard that dumped 2 feet of snow on the trail. The reason his hike was so long and slow is that Irwin is a blind person who was accompanied only by Orient, his seeing eye dog. In a wry allusion, Irwin referred to himself and his companion as the Orient Express. The trail's rustic charm is one of its main attractions, and although Irwin was unable to enjoy the splendid mountain views it affords, his other senses are so highly developed that through listening, feeling, and smelling, he believes he missed very little. He couldn't see the white 2x6-inch markers painted on trees and rocks that identify the trail, but he was never in danger of getting lost. To Orient, whose sense of smell is unusually well developed, it was easy to follow the odoriferous trail, filled with the smells of foliage, earth, and other hikers and their belongings. What is it that draws people to the Appalachian Trail? Some seek the challenge of exchanging a sedentary lifestyle for one that tests their strength and will to the limit. For such people, success can be exhilarating. Carrying a 50-pound backpack crammed with hiking paraphernalia while trudging with wet, blistered feet up a steep hill in a heavy downpour might not seem like fun. But those who have done it say that to dwell on such times is to miss the point. Satisfaction comes from coping with whatever nature brings. Other hikers set out to escape the hubbub of the city for a few days, weeks, or months of solitude in the wilderness. As they ignore minor physical discomforts, they say that they can escape temporal concerns and reflect upon what is essential and what is extraneous in their lives. Most set out from Springer Mountain and head north, but regardless of the direction hikers travel, many say that the inner journey they experience is the most important one.